News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government and the World Bank last week signed a $4.8 million grant agreement aimed at promoting community-based climate resilience in the fisheries sector. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Nadja Clark says the grant will be used to assist vulnerable fisherfolk in diversifying their methods to better mitigate the effects of climate change and ensure sustainable fishing practices.
$570,000 will be used to fund the strengthening of the fisheries policy and regulatory framework. The amount of $2.68 million will support diversification and fisheries-based alternative livelihoods for fisherfolk. For example, sub-projects on climate resilience, freshwater aquaculture. And there will be $970,000 to fund capacity building, awareness raising, and behavioral change activities.
Dr. Clark says the remaining $655,000 will support project management, monitoring, and evaluation. The National Health Fund, NHF, is slated to roll out its Quick Prescript mobile app within another few weeks. The Quick Prescript app is one of the newest strategies being implemented by the agency to improve service delivery at drug-serve pharmacies. Health Promotion and Public Relations Manager Shermaine Robotham says the app will help reduce backlogs and speed up the filling of prescriptions.
It works in a similar way to WhatsApp. You take a picture of your prescription and you send it to us via the Quick Prescript app. So you can submit it that way using your smartphone, but we'll also be putting in place some Quick Prescript kiosk at selected locations, maybe about 35 or so locations. So patients who do not have smartphones, they don't get left behind.
The NHF Quick Prescript application will be available to users via the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. The government now has the authority to spend funds allotted in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure following the passage of the Appropriation Act 2018 in the Senate recently. The bill was approved ahead of the start of the new financial year on April 1, with 11 persons making contributions. The new legislation was piloted by Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid, who said the bill augurs well for Jamaica's plans for prosperity.
The budget for the new financial year is smaller in real terms. And for this reason, we are able to reduce our debt to GDP ratio and can declare no new taxes. This will allow the private sector to invest more in the economy and to become the engine of growth.
The Appropriation Act provides authority for expenditure for the fiscal year 2018-19 and specifies the manner in which the money is to be allocated to the various services and purposes of the government. Central government expenditure is programmed at a total of $807.1 billion. Of this sum, $773.7 billion will be financed from the Consolidated Fund and another $33.4 billion from appropriations in aid. And Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley announced last week that telecommunications firm Symbiote, which trades as Carousel Jamaica, is to have its license revoked. Speaking in the House of Representatives last week, Dr. Wheatley said Symbiote had not complied with all the conditions attached to its domestic mobile license.
We have started the process of revocation of the license. I have written to the principals of Symbiote indicating that I am a receipt of a recommendation from the OUR, and as such I am proceeding with the revocation. At one point there was a matter of outstanding fees. There were a number of conditions that they breached, and as such the OUR recommended that we proceed to revoke the license.
Dr. Andrew Wheatley also outlined that no approval has been given for Symbiote to transfer its license to a third party. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.